You're listening to the audio production of Lost in Transmission, What We Can Know About the Words of Jesus, by Nicholas Perrin, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Josh Childs.
For My Father and Mother. Foreword. When Greg Daniel at Thomas Nelson Incorporated first brought up the prospect of my writing a book responding to Bart Ehrman's runaway bestseller, Misquoting Jesus, I confess I was slightly skeptical. Feeling snowed under by various writing projects and thinking it would be more appropriate to have a text-critical specialist, that is, a New Testament scholar whose primary research interest is in the transmission of New Testament manuscripts, respond to a book about text criticism, I was initially of the mind to decline. But the more I thought about it, and the more I thought about what Ehrman was really doing in his book, the more I thought, maybe something else needs to be said about all this after all. While a handful of books on the market have sought to respond to Bart Ehrman by sparring with the particulars of his thesis on a scholarly yet popular level, this book is less about engaging Ehrman's points directly, although there is some of that here, and more about engaging them indirectly. I approach the matter this way because while I am interested in what Ehrman, not to mention many other New Testament scholars, believes about what we can know about the words of Jesus, I am just as interested in how he believes. Here, I am not so interested in arguing with him point by point, although again, there is some of that here, but in allowing him to make me think through my own position. What can we really know about the words of Jesus? More often than we care to admit, intellectual journeys run parallel to spiritual journeys. Our dispositions, our sense of what is good and beautiful, and our spiritual journeys cannot be separated from our sifting and interpreting of the historical data. That is why I want to tell my story. If Bart Ehrman, having been confronted with an alleged problem in the Gospel of Mark, decided to put away the evangelicalism of his youth for a purportedly more mature agnostic position, then my story, also involving the Gospel of Mark, runs in the opposite direction. But my goal here is not to chide Ehrman, or anyone else for that matter, for his spiritual stance, nor is my major beef with Ehrman's history, although I disagree at a number of points. Instead, and above all, I am interested in getting readers of this book to think about how we know about Jesus and his words. This book is for different kinds of people. It is for the countless people out there who, though interested in Jesus, are afraid to believe because they think that we cannot know anything about him or his words. It is also for Christians who are afraid.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?